welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned in to 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, The Shaw. You know, during the break, Sam and I had a little conversation, and you know, I got to tell you, Sam, I spend time in the schools, quite a bit of time in the schools, and you told me kind of like, hey, I can read cursive. And it made me stop and pause because I didn't know it's been that long ago that they stopped teaching cursive. I mean, I see the kids in the schools now and know that they don't know how to do it, but I didn't know that it was that long ago.
Yeah.
That the decision was made to stop.
It's been a while. I feel like it's a flex now that I can read it. My boyfriend is a little bit older than me and he can't. He just kind of missed it in the school system. But my cousin had a child and he's like almost 13 and he has no idea. No idea.
So you weren't taught cursive? I was
taught in second grade cursive. Right. But I don't think they have it in curriculum at all anymore.
So you were taught in the second grade. Did you use it all the way through middle school and high school?
That's such a funny question because I was told while I was, you know, learning it, they were like, you're going to use this all the time in high school. And I have not written in cursive and other than my signature in years. I couldn't even tell you.
You know, I mean, I watch kids in school and I've seen them and they show their work and it's all printed out. Even high school seniors. And I'm still watching that in disbelief. And people from my generation will say, well, that's insane that cursive is not being taught in the school system. But then when you hear the rationale why, it kind of makes sense. I mean, you know, with the onset of, the advent of computers and all of those things, you know, where do you need cursive?
Yeah, the only place I can think is like, what are these people, like these young adults?
They don't know how to sign their checks.
Yeah, what are they going to look like? Just printed names? That's kind of funky.
Well, they do have, ways of, I mean, it just takes you back to the real old days when people, really, really, really old days, when people used to sign their names with X's. You know, they didn't know cursive. And this is really generations and generations and generations ago. They didn't know how to write. They, you know, depending on, they lived in small areas or rural areas or in the South, and they didn't know how to write, and a couple X's might have been acceptable. But that is still, to me, an amazing, amazing thing. And that has passed by. And so there are people who are complaining and saying, my child should know how to write cursive. I want it back in the schools. And the schools are saying, look, if people are doing their papers, when you were writing your papers in college, you weren't doing cursive writing. In high school, you were on the computers doing all of that. You really rarely even need cursive writing. If you're going to write a letter to somebody, they're going to type it out. It certainly is more legible than, you know, the hieroglyphics that sometimes I use when I'm doing cursive writing.
I actually, that's so funny. My job before here was at a grocery store, and I had a older gentleman approach me in the store and he says, help me, please. This is my wife's grocery list. She wrote it in cursive. Can you tell me what this says, please? And it's like a gamble. It really is.
Was it because of the style of her writing or yeah, you just...
Definitely. Yeah. It was a little messy, but it definitely didn't help that it was cursive.
You know, it really does show the separation that we don't think about on a daily basis and how far things have changed. Man, to just think now, I mean, I still use cursive writing every day. I wouldn't think of, except for if I'm on, you know, rarely if I'm on social media where, you know, I type something on social media or on, you know, Gmail or something or doing those kind of things. But still, the majority of the time in my life, I'm using cursive writing. And I know I'm not alone, you know, because there are many people of my generation who've come to this technology being dragged. You know, I've got people that I know right now in my generation have never gotten on a computer and don't want to be anywhere near it. They don't want to deal with Facebook. I mean, Gmail. They don't want to deal with any of those things. And they have refused to come up to that kind of reality. And I always say to them, you know, the world's not going to wait for you. If you choose not to move up into the realities of today, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, you're just going to be left out. So you're not, you know, by saying, I'm not going to do this, who are you hurting? Listen, I'm not the greatest at any of the technology. It's something that I still have a tough time adjusting to. But since I'm in this business, I have to put forth an effort. I really need to do more in increasing my knowledge of the technology. But I mean, just you just really blew my mind on something like that because, again, it's always crossed my mind every time I see the young people at school writing out their answers and doing their work, and it's all and some of the printing is really, really nice. I mean, there's some people, some young people who really have some very legible printing, and then there are others who, you know, it's just as bad as the cursive writing for adults. But man, that's a really, really a subject that we got to broach again and again and again because most people don't even know that, and that's what's happening. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Just came to see.